Cal Nichols joins us. Cal, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
How's your
birthday boy with you?
Yeah, the birthday boy's here. He's still upright, too, so that's good.
That's dangerous.
Cal, thank you for spending time doing this.
You're welcome.
How's your golf game, by the way, right now?
You know what? I need a little practice.
Well,
I'm gonna skip this hole because I want to talk to you guys, but also there's too much water on this one. So
where are you now? Where are you now, Cal?
In Palm Springs.
Oh, that's tough.
So I'm on the Springs golf course. And I'm riding on a cart with Bob Bentley. He's taken all my money. And he's another guy that I met about the same time as John in the Oilers ticket drive of 96.
Well, and that's kind of what I want to talk about, Cal, for you and that relationship and how John helped spread the message that you guys wanted to get out there publicly.
John was terrific. And when I think of all the, everybody likes to, you know, think of all the contribution they made to the Edmonton Oilers and saving them and selling product. And nobody was more help than John was. He just came along and gave us the public media boost that we needed in the worst way. And I had never done stuff like that, so I was pretty green at it. And John, he kind of held my hand, and it turned out to be a lot of fun, and we became really good friends.
That's the way I feel about it, Cal. I love to tell people you and I are friends. The thing that you have never taken enough credit for is the quality of the people who were in the group. It's very difficult, you know, not at all difficult for a reporter to walk out and say, well, Cal Nichols is involved, Bentley's involved, the list was endless, and every one of you had made contributions before for years without getting any recognition. I was old enough even then to know what you'd done, so it was easy to say, hey, get behind these guys because they're in for the long haul.
Yeah, well, you know, John, funny how it all works out. And because of what you did, I just remember so many people getting a chance to publicly make their statement and ask friends, customers, and people they were connected to for help, firstly in the ticket drive, and then after that, of course, the equity drive. So kudos to you for doing that.
Well, and thank you for remembering. You know the thing that I like best now, Cal, on a kind of a now and again friendship, because we don't see each other nearly as much as I'd like, is the fact that every year that I can remember, you stepped up on the day of the so-called John Short Golf Classic to make a contribution to diabetes through the Cosmopolitan Club and the golf tournament that I was supposed to be chair of. I was the honorary chair for 15 years. And every year, Cal Nichols showed up to play, unless you were doing something other that was important. And I know what kind of a contribution you made.
Well, I know a lot of the people that came regularly. They were there because you were there, and that's the kind of stuff you like to hear. So anyway,
You got to get back to your golf game.
No, I'm on this hole with all the water, so I'm going to skip it.
Cal, I really want to thank you for taking the time. I know you're super busy out there on holidays, but I know John had meant a lot to the OEG, and I just wanted you to be able to speak on their behalf. So thank you very much for joining us.
Well, if there's, I can't say it enough, but there's one guy in the community that did so much for so little, and man, I think of John and the class, the way he went about it, and his listening audience. God, I could drive anywhere within 250 miles of the city. And they were listeners, and they were just tuned right in all the time. So John has no idea. I know he's got an idea of the impact he had. But man, sports world owes you a lot, and the community owes you a lot, John. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, my friend. We'll talk soon, Cal.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
That's Cal Nichols.